Suddenly, Anthea's face turned pale under the dirt which had collected on it during the fire.
"Oh!" she cried. "Mother and Father! Oh, how awful! They'll think we're burned to cinders. Oh, let's go this minute and tell them we aren't."
"We should only miss them," said the sensible Cyril.
"Oh, I wish we'd never got to know that phoenix," said Jane.
"Shh," said Robert. "It's no use being rude to the bird. It can't help its nature. I vote we go and get washed." No one had noticed the phoenix since it had bidden them to step on the carpet. And no one noticed that no one had noticed. All were partially clean, and Cyril was just plunging into his greatcoat to go and look for his parents, when the sound of Father's latchkey in the front door sent everyone bounding into the hall.
"Are you all safe?"
cried Mother's voice, and the next moment she was kneeling on the linoleum, trying to kiss four damp children at once, while Father stood looking on and saying he was blessed or something.
"But how did you guess we'd come home?" said Cyril, when everyone was calm enough for talking.
"Well, it was rather a rum thing. We heard the garret was on fire, and of course we went straight there," said Father. "We couldn't find you, and we couldn't get in, but the fireman told us everyone was safely out. And then I heard a voice at my ear saying, 'Cyril, Anthea, Robert and Jane are safe at home.' When I turned to see who it was speaking, hanged if there wasn't a great yellow pigeon. Dazed by the fire, I suppose.
Your mother said it was the bird that spoke."
Robert had a talk to the phoenix that night. "Oh, very well," said the bird, when Robert had said what he felt. "Didn't you know that I had power over fire? Do not distress yourself. I can undo the work of flames. Kindly open the casement." It flew out. That was why the papers said next day that the fire at the theatre had done less damage than had been anticipated. As a matter of fact, it had done none, for the phoenix spent the night in putting things straight. How the management accounted for this, and how many of the theatre officials still believe that they were mad on that night, will never be known. Next day, Mother saw the burned holes in the carpet. "I must get rid of that carpet at once," she said. But what the children said in sad whispers to each other as they pondered over last night's events was, "We must get rid of that phoenix."